Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a state for a true and successful vision of change. A state is defined as, quote, a political entity that regulates society and the population within a definite territory, end quote. In this manner, we find that every country is led by a state that defines the rules and systems for a group of people living in a territory. An example of this is the U.S. government, which defines the rules and systems for every citizen living in the U.S. However, the existence of an arbitrary state does not lead to a successful and true vision for change. This is why, despite the existence of a state in countries such as China, India, the U.S., and the U.K., Muslims have found themselves the victims of verbal and physical aggressions, discriminatory laws, and incarceration as a result of practicing their deen. It has not escaped notice that our Muslim brothers and sisters everywhere in the world are faced with endless challenges because of their faith. In China, the Uyghurs have been accused and killed in concentration camps, ignored by the masses. In India, the act of destroying Muslim homes and businesses has become so embedded in the culture that excavators have become a symbol of the country, often seen in Bollywood movies and music videos. In the U.S., our Muslim brothers and sisters, alongside any quote-unquote non-American-looking citizen, are being deported to a country they have never set foot in. This injustice has made it abundantly clear that these states are not successful states that will lead to true change for the Ummah. In comparison to these failed states, the Islamic State offers true protection and justice for Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, "And if any one of the polytheists ask for your protection, O Prophet, grant it to them, so that they may hear the word of Allah. So they may hear the word of Allah. Then escort them to a place of safety, for they are a people who have no knowledge." Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 6. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that even non-Muslims must be protected and granted a place of safety within the Islamic State. This is why the state has rules set in place to safeguard all people, even if they share different beliefs. This is further proven by a story from when Umar ibn al-Khattab ruled over the Muslims. In this story, Umar radiallahu anhu was invited by the patriarch of the church of the Holy Sepulchre to pray inside the church. Umar radiallahu anhu refused because he feared some ignorant Muslims might seize the church after him. On a day when mosques around the world are set on fire, trashed, or threatened, Islam respects all peoples and beliefs, ensuring that all are protected and safe to practice their faith. However, the success of the Islamic State is not only apparent in its treatment of non-Muslims with fairness, justice, and dignity, it also lies in the system set in place to safeguard the state from corruption, injustice, from the ruler, and backwardness. With the release of the Epstein files, entire nations have discovered that their leaders are guilty of corruption, rape, sex trafficking, cannibalism, and other acts, from which multiple states have tried to shield themselves by denying involvement, pretending to be ignorant of a person's actions, or minimizing those actions. Furthermore, while some have faced charges, others, such as American President Donald J. Trump, have claimed it is being blown out of proportion and that these actions are a targeted attack rather than the rejection of a horrified mass. People have jumped to his defense, claiming that, quote, his name only appears a few times, end quote, and that, quote unquote, these are not crimes. The Islamic State, on the other hand, has set in place a variety of systems and measures designed to keep the ruler and other high-placed figures accountable for their actions. In this manner, the Islamic State possesses a judge of al-Mazalim. This is a court whose responsibility is to bring the Khalifa, Caliph, or other government workers to justice if they have wronged someone, accepted bribery, or colluded with Western enemies. Furthermore, alongside the court, the Islamic State also had multiple parties who have a responsibility to keep a watchful eye on the state and to intervene if the Khalifa were to commit an injustice. These are but a few examples of the Islamic State systems, which make it the most perfect state to have a successful and true vision for change, a change that will benefit all Muslims and non-Muslims, no matter their race, age, or belief. This is because Islam was sent for all of humanity and was created by the Creator and planned by the best planner. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Amatullah Hajmi. Hashtag Ru'yat Haqiqat al-Taghyir. Hashtag True Vision for Change. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.